I've just arrived back home after my walk from the office, back from covering Norwich against Newcastle. The Pinkham podcasts, I'm assuming, won't start until the first game of the season, so I figured I'd just have a bit of a boo. Tell you what I thought. Obviously with the usual disclaimer that it is pre-season, and all those players out there today were playing certainly with confidence, as I think Chris Lakey told me, or we were discussing. He said they're playing with confidence, but the one thing they weren't playing with was pressure, and that's probably where pre-season comparisons can be fairly awkward to negotiate. So, but all in all, against a Newcastle side that, well, I'd have probably been fairly worried about that side going into the Premier League. They looked short of quite a few things, actually. And I know they're not as far along in their pre-season preparations, but I would say they probably need four or five new signings before they really get going. Norwich, of course, have already made seven. They played in what, you know, it was pretty much the diamond formation, Fox at the base of it, Crofts on the right and Sermon on the left, and they were more robust than I was expecting them to be. Maybe not so much Crofts, but certainly Fox and Sermon, they can stick their foot in. Fox looks a lovely player. He can certainly pick a pass, and a long pass as well. Really, really impressed with the early signs from him. Elliot Ward looked like a quality unit. I don't think a lot's going to get past him. That said, he'll probably be disappointed about the goal. Shola Amiobi just turning him a little bit too easily. Simeon Jackson's got a fair amount of pace about him, and him and Chris Martin could work well together. Chris Martin was very good today. There's always been something about him. I've always liked him as a player, and I just think he can keep stepping up to the level that Norwich are playing in, and I think he'll do that again next season, considering, of course, they were without Grant Holt today. John Ruddy made a couple of very good saves. A couple of the times I thought it got a little bit caught out, and I'm not sure how much of that is down to sharpness and fitness. And I mean, obviously Norwich have been burnt by some of the keepers they've bought in the past, so I'll probably reserve judgment on him. And hopefully that when the season gets going, he'll look the real deal. And Norwich played some lovely football. Now, I've seen them play in pre-season before, and they've looked fantastic. I've even seen them play on the first day of the season, and they've been raining in shots from 40 yards, and then sort of capitulate as the season goes on. So you can never tell, but they did play very well today. They played some lovely football. I think at home, that side will be very difficult to beat and will score goals and certainly create chances. I wonder if there's enough steel in it away from home. But all good. I think we can at least say Norwich did well. Chris Martin took his two goals very well. As I probably should say, they beat Newcastle 2-1. It'd be fair to include the result. And I think we can all enjoy our Saturdays after that. It's Dis against an Norwich 11 on Tuesday. Then it's me and Chris Lakey, I think, at Lincoln City for midweek friendly. I presume that will be a full-strength side. And then the others will take over when Everton come to town on Saturday. And then it will be the start of the season. So exciting.